For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump at the U.S. steel mill in Granite City, touting how he believes his trade policies, including steel tariffs, have helped to bring jobs back there. But the president also spoke on other topics to the crowd of 500 or so, including North Korea.
When I met with President Obama, it sounded like he was ready to go to war with North Korea. Sounded like he was ready to go to war. I said, did you ever speak to him? No. I said, wouldn't it be nice to at least speak?
Although no formal deal is in place yet, President Trump and top administration officials are touting Wednesday's agreement with the European Union to work toward a free trade deal. Republican Senator Richard Shelby says he welcomes the move.
I think that's good news. I've thought all along that tariffs from our side, tariffs on their side is not the answer.
Trump announced Wednesday that the U.S. and EU has agreed to begin talks geared toward removing all tariffs and trade barriers imposed on each other. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Central Pennsylvania is finally starting to dry out after heavy rain and some flash flooding closed roads and caused damage throughout that region. Governor Tim Wolf in Harrisburg toured the area.
What we saw were a lot of devastation, some damage. We were in Tremont and Pine Grove, and the water is still high.
York had gotten about a foot of rain with more still in the forecast heading toward this weekend. House Speaker Paul Ryan is publicly opposing the conservative-led bid to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, saying their accusations don't rise to the necessary level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Not only did Russia meddle in our elections, they did it to France. They did it to Moldova. They're doing it to the Baltics. Russia is trying to undermine democracy itself.
Republicans from the Freedom Caucus say Rosenstein has not been responsible enough in supplying them with requested documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as a closed investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The deadline to reunite about 1,600 immigrant families trying to cross into the U.S. illegally is here. While the government seems to be on track reuniting those families, there are still hundreds of other parents without their children. Lee Gellert with ACLU's Immigrants Rights Project thinks the government is taking the wrong tone in court.
The government shouldn't be proud of the work they're doing on reunification. It should just be, we created this cruel, unconstitutional, inhumane policy. Now we're trying to fix it in every way we can and make these families whole.
A man who destroyed Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 2 years ago says he'll bail out a man who seems to have followed in his footsteps. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
54-year-old James Otis is the man who dressed up as a construction worker back in 2016 and used his sledgehammer to completely smash the president's star on the famous walkway. He tells TMZ he's getting the money together needed to bail out 24-year-old Austin Clay, who this week used a pickaxe that he brought in a guitar case and destroyed Trump's star with that. Otis, who eventually had to pay a $4,400 fine for demolishing a landmark and also did 20 days of community service, telling reporters, quote, I never met the kid, but I believe in his cause. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Papa John's chairman, John Schnatter, is suing Papa John's International to obtain company internal documents. He resigned as chairman of the board after using a racial slur during a media training call, but says calls for his removal have been heavy-handed. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.